Do you think, Richard, you're not Richard, Mike, like me, that you are interested in people and humans? Because it's not everyone who would, you know, want to listen to people and record their memories, but I do, because I've worked as a journalist and I like being a radio presenter and chatting to people, and you must share that.
Well, you see, you talk about people. I mean, we have, in fact, unfortunately passed away 2 or 3 years ago, but we had a particular lady who was born and bred, I think she was over 90 when she actually passed away, and she was born and bred in Benfleet, and she worked in the war at the place where the Enigma machines, I've forgotten the name of the place.
Bletchley Park.
Bletchley Park, yes, she worked at Bletchley Park. So, I mean, she had a very interesting history, you know, to actually report to us. So, yes, a very interesting character. We've got artists who've actually lived in Cornwall, Bernard Cornwell, the Sharp, people know him as the Sharp author.
Mm.
And he actually used to live in Benfleet. He was born and bred in Benfleet. And I know he doesn't live there now, but there are famous people who actually lived in Benfleet as well.
And this, what you're doing with the community archive is making sure that is recorded and in as much detail as possible. Because that, touching on what you were saying again with the dairy, to have those photos and to have those really specific experiences in future generations, I guess that's going to help people to understand what life is like in,
well,
you know.
It is, yeah. I mean, another particular one is that I was talking only earlier today, actually. There's a particular gentleman, he used to be in the war. He was on a particular ship which was on convoy duty, and he was told to scatter. Now, he's actually been interviewed, videoed, interviewed. And if anybody's interested in that, it's a lovely story. He's well-spoken, and he's got all the details, and it's just well worth sitting down and listening and watching his particular interview.
Wonderful. And we will give out the website address in a short while, or perhaps you have that to hand now if people are interested.
Well, the point is, the easiest thing to say is just go onto Google, you can either put in Benfleet History or the Benfleet Community Archive, and that will take you directly to our particular website. And obviously, on the opening pages is all the introduction, all about us, what we do, how we do it, and how to get in contact with us.
Wonderful. Mike, we will come back to you in just a second. Chair of Benfleet Community Archive, Mike Day, is with me tonight. We keep you moving on this programme. We have travel bulletins on BBC Essex right through the day. And now that we have an evening, Benfleet Community Archive. And Mike, we were talking about how long you personally have lived in Benfleet. You've got a bit of a special anniversary of your Benfleet life coming up this year.
Yes, I moved into Benfleet when I got married in 1969.
So and just the 50 years.
And therefore, this year is my golden wedding anniversary.
Oh, lots to celebrate,
yes.
Mike, coming up for 2019. So congratulations for
Thank
that. What was it like when you first moved in? Were you sort of much smaller, I imagine, than it is now?
Considerably smaller. In fact, I didn't really know much about Benfleet at all. It's when you first get married, you're just looking for a nice place to live. And to be honest, I used to live in Grays and I moved out. It's only about 15 miles down the road. And there was a nice new housing estate, which is called the Bird Estate, for those that know the Bird Estate. And we moved in there, our first house. And you don't really find out exactly what goes on in Benfleet, because let's face it, when you're young, you're both out to work. You're working Monday to Friday. Saturdays and Sundays, you're doing the housework, you're doing the gardening, etc. You don't really notice what's going on. And it's not really till the children start coming along. In our particular case, my wife, obviously, she had the two children, and she knew a lot more about Benfleet changes because she was the one that did the shopping. She was the one that went into Benfleet. I never really went into Benfleet at all, probably for 20, 30 years. I never really noticed the changes that were taking place. And it's not until you do a job like this, as far as archive work is concerned, you suddenly do realise how the place has changed. I mean, around about 1900, we're talking about population perhaps about 2,000, something like that. Today, we're talking about 13, 14, 15,000. So in 100 years, that's how the place has expanded. Not necessarily always for the best, but a lot of old family firms have gone. The high road has changed. The high street has changed. We've still got our conservation area, though.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to briefly mention, is there is that conservation area. And it is again, very historic and well-preserved. I guess you're preserving memories in a way, but having a conservation order is doing similar, but for buildings and metal.
Yeah.